Spokesman Victor Fo with the opposition All People's Congress, the party of candidate Ernest Karoma, says the National Electoral Commission's preliminary results agree with his party's tallies. He says they had hoped for even more votes in the West, an area that includes the capital Freetown.
We are supposed to lead by a bigger margin, but the turnout was, in my view, very, very low. But however, we are satisfied.
Observers say turnout was slightly lower for the runoff than the first round's 75% of voters. An unofficial tally conducted by a network of journalists across the country shows the race much closer. Officials from the ruling party say they think their candidate, Vice President Berwa, is faring well in the vote count and making inroads in areas where the opposition has been strong. APC's Fo says although the early results have boosted confidence within the party, they still have complaints about what they are calling irregularities on voting day. Karoma says his party poll watchers were prevented from going to polling stations in the East, while European Union and other international observers have cited cases of ballot stuffing, multiple voting, and questioned the validity of the vote in areas where tally show turnout was 100% or more. But international observers have largely commended the electoral process. Fo says for his party to accept the final results, they want to see the National Electoral Commission disqualify votes from those areas where they believe cheating is evident.
In any polling station where votes cast are in excess of 100%, those votes from that polling station should be cancelled. Otherwise, we'll accept whatever results they give us.
Social activists say they expect to see both parties challenge some results. After a mostly peaceful first round, the period before the runoff saw a rise in tensions that led to street fights between party members in several cities. Many hope the elections, the first since the withdrawal of UN troops in 2005, will be a sign that the country has moved forward past the violence and destruction of its decade-long civil war, which ended in 2002. Neither candidate got 55% in the August 11th first round, which made the runoff necessary. Final results are expected to be announced in the coming days. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.